Lantern Zora presents Eslintha, Episode 47, Orion.
Seems you ill-equipped to handle Gorgon.
Orion? Where am I? What happened to everyone?
Everyone else is safe. You will be too in a moment. I took the brunt of Gorgon's spell for you. A mistake on my part.
Oh, that was your mistake. Saving my life.
I said it was a mistake, not that it was my only one.
Well, at least you admit that much.
Is this the thanks I get? A poor attitude from a failure of an adventurer?
I'm the failure? At least I've been trying my best, and I did what I set out to do. All of my team did. We got your damn keys, we opened the tower for you to come in and save everyone. And all you've done since we've opened the door is almost kill an innocent child. You've barely done any damage to Gorgon. You haven't stopped their armies. You haven't even done anything besides cast one giant spell and talk about how great you are. The fact that you're a god. A real god doesn't need to keep saying that. You know what I think? I think you're just a maniac who somehow convinced way too many people to believe in you enough to die for you. Because that seems to be the only thing you've ever managed to accomplish.
Do you really think I wanted this? That I am some sadistic, power-hungry barbarian, simply wanting to be worshipped with no care for the fate of those beneath me?
Well, how else would you describe someone that made an entire city to worship him as a god? Let thousands die at the hand of Gorgon's army, and barely lifted a finger to help anyone.
You have no idea just how wrong you are.
Really? Because you have temples built in your name, and yet the only action I've seen from you and your followers was delegating their dirty work to adventurers like me, sending prisoners to be executed by a monster after giving them false hope, in hiding when the real battle begins. Less than a dozen of your guards have tried to fight Gorgon's armies when they showed up. And if Golnar hadn't shown up, we wouldn't have been fighting over a city right now. We'd be fighting over whatever pile of rubble would have been left.
Do not blame me for the actions of my followers while I was imprisoned. They are their own people.
Well, they certainly did it in your name. You've had hundreds of years to do something to stop them.
If you haven't noticed, I was trapped in a tower for quite some time.
So was Gorgon. They managed to get the word out, though. They got followers. They launched balls of fire from the damn sky.
That's different.
How was that any different? You were trapped in the same place. If you were really more powerful than Gorgon, then at least sending a letter should have been within your capabilities. Even a damn leaflet!
I couldn't.
Do you really expect me to believe that you created this entire city, but can't even stop one person from hurting everyone else?
I could if I stopped concentrating on holding the entire city together.
Oh, please! You're not holding anything together! Look at how bad things have gotten!
I didn't mean that metaphorically.
What are you on about now?
I have to spend every waking moment using my magic to hold the city together. You want to know why I never skipped the tower and took control of the city? The amount of power that would take would mean I stop holding everything together. The buildings would crumble. The walls separating the districts will shatter and crush all around them. The very ground will split open, and every creature in this city will perish.
So if Qorgon wins, and you die...
Everyone dies.
I'm sorry, but how stupid are you? You mean to tell me you built an entire city and it has been held up through the power of your concentration? What happens if you get knocked out? Or go to bed? Oh gods, how do you sleep? What if you die? Because you look like you could die any second from old age. Or a strong breeze at this point. There's so many problems with this. Do you mean to tell me millions of people have lived and died in this city, not knowing they could have died at any point and has survived off of blind luck?
It hasn't been blind luck. I'm not a complete fool. This amulet I wear isn't just for show. It slows my aging and takes care of my body's needs. I no longer feel hunger, thirst, or even tire.
Oh, a magic amulet. Because that's such a brilliant solution.
Well, I don't see you making any better suggestions.
Well, maybe for starters, don't have the lives of millions of people relying on one magical item. Gods, I've spent the past several days learning about all the things you did from the people that don't follow you, and thinking you were a sadistic madman. You're so much worse than that. You're an incompetent idiot with power!
Boy, watch your tone.
Or what? You just admitted you can't do anything because you have to hold the city together.
I don't have to do anything.
You're right. You could just kill millions right now, which includes you, genius! Such brilliance! I truly understand why most of the city worships you.
I must admit, I did not expect this from you.
Oh yeah? You do realize I've been cleaning up your messes since I went to your temple. I have almost died more times than I can remember. And what's my thanks? You tried to kill all of my friends, almost succeeded in killing Lilith, but have failed to harm the one person you have tried to hit.
You are in no place to judge.
You're right. I've never made a city that could collapse at any second, killing millions of people, if I so much as got a little bored or tired. There's no way for me to know what you're going through.
That was not my intention.
And what exactly were your intentions?
Really been lost to history.
Honestly? Yes! You're bad at record keeping!
Gods, this is a mess.
Yes, and how exactly do you justify it?
You might want to sit for this.
I'm not sitting in your puddle, thank you. I'm going to stand.
Fine. We are short on time, so I will give you the short version. So you know all the districts, and the fact they surround the tower and the city itself. Well, in the beginning it was just the tower and the wasteland surrounding it. I didn't plan on making a city full of people depending on me. Truthfully, I despise people. I simply wanted to live in peace and discover how magic truly worked and make new spells, research magical beings. I would send messages out for people to bring me objects and creatures to study. In return, I would use magic to help with minor problems, enchant everyday objects, other trivial things such as that. Eventually, word spread of the wizard in the tower that would trade knowledge for his services, and I had more people coming and going than I could fit, and so began my folly. It started as a small inn, held together by my magic, but the inn needed staff and supplies, and the land nearby was not suitable for farming. So I used my power to terraform a section of land, magically sealed away from the rest of the area nearby. But then I needed lodging for the farmhands, so more buildings were constructed around the tower. Thus the first district, the farm, now known as the war zone, was created. That was perhaps one of my greatest mistakes. Once word spread of the small, magically supported town, new people came by the hundreds wanting to live here. I was no longer a solitary wizard, but a leader of a community with thousands of citizens. Many wanting homes like the ones they left. So I added more and more districts, trying to please everyone. And for a time, it was glorious. These people believed I could do no wrong. I only found out later that some of the people legitimately believed I was, in fact, a god.
So none of it was planned. You never had any idea.
Do you really think someone could truly be this incompetent to make things this bad on purpose?
At this point, I wouldn't be surprised.
So things continued like this for a while. People would bring me trinkets to study, and more of them just didn't leave. And I would expand my growing city.
And where does Korgon fit into this?
I had the largest collection of magical knowledge in the world, and didn't stop people from worshipping me as a god when many people knew I was just a mortal. Do you really think people wanting the power for themselves would just ignore me? Korgon has always simply been a bastard. They legitimately think they are god, and I didn't realize how dangerous they were until it was too late. They came to me with the greatest gifts I'd ever received, in return for enchantments for their armor and weapons. Brought me the dragon you met under the mountain, and, well, you've met the Hydra that was their second gift.
So someone shows up with two giant magical creatures that could kill everyone in your city. So you put them in your city and gave the person that caught them more power.
I had many deals like that. Korgon was just the first one to betray me. As soon as I finished the enchantments, Korgon's army attacked. They took over the farm, and the ensuing battle destroyed the entire district. Honestly, I don't know all the details of what happened after that. I know some adventurers worked with the dwarves to forge the keys, and trapped Korgon and I in the tower during what would have likely been our final conflict. Then I was frozen. I could still tell some of what was happening in the city, but I was unable to influence it without stopping the spell holding the city together while I was trapped in the tower.
So everything people have said about you, besides the fact that you made this city, is a lie?
Unfortunately, yes.
Great. So what do we do now? Because we have to do something about Korgon.
Honestly, with the enchantments on Korgon's armor, We simply can't kill them. At least not with force.
So they're immortal? But then how did they die in the tower?
They died of old age.
Well, we don't exactly have time for that.
No, we don't.
What if we don't kill them?
If we seal the tower again, that won't do anything about the army outside, and we'll all be trapped.
Unless you stopped concentrating.
That would destroy the entire city.
It would be immediate destruction, with no hope of rebuilding or anything?
Well, not immediate. It would take a few minutes.
Which is more than enough time to cast a simple teleportation spell to make sure you're out of danger and can start casting the spell again. Then, you can just purposely destroy the areas of the city with Korgon's army in it and rebuild it. Then, if you do it right, everyone can think you're dead and no one will be expecting you to fix their problems anymore. You can just go back to researching, and when this is over, I can figure out how to make a more practical solution to keep the city alive.
This plan uses a lot of ifs.
And what's your brilliant idea, Mr. God?
Fine. I accept. Time for you to wake up, and time for me to, well, die again.
Wait, like, right now?
The more we delay, the more people will die. Too much time has passed as it is.
Oh shit.
And Rowan, thank you.
Eslinth is a podcast created by Lantern Zora. Today's episode was written and directed by Sean McGarry, and performed by Carter Lyon and Sean McGarry, and edited by Carter Lyon and Karma. Today's episode was produced by Carter Lyon, Karma, Matthew Laycock, and Sean McGarry. The Eslinth theme song was written by Andrew Bianchi. To comment on episodes, make donations, view merchandise, and social links, visit lanternzora.com. Visit us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, and X at Lantern Zora. For early access to future episodes and bonus behind-the-scenes content, check out our Patreon. To contact us, email us at lanternzora@gmail.com. Episode 48 will be airing Friday, March 29th at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks for listening.